Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you'd have a place to ask those questions to gain greater understanding of the things that are happening in your life so that you could know what your next steps actually are and make those changes instead of being like that little hamster in that wheel running round and round and round and round and round, thinking if you run fast enough, you'll actually get somewhere. So today I have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing guest, and her name is DC Love. DC, why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Thank you, Barbara. Good afternoon, everyone. This is DC. I was born with psychic and mediumship abilities. I'm a channeler, healer, and empath. I've had an opportunity to communicate with my loved ones who have crossed over. I communicate on a regular basis with the angels and the ascended masters, and recently with a few celebrities on the other side as well. So I've been to heaven a few times. I've channeled beautiful healing messages from Jesus, and this has been such an amazing experience. I have a background in law enforcement. I've studied the martial arts. I'm a Reiki master and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I basically hung up my 357, and now love is my revolver. So my purpose this time around is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Everyone, this is DC Love.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you, Barbara.
Tell everyone about the other radio show that you're on.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on a phenomenal radio show with this beautiful woman. I mean, she's totally amazing, and she just gives me such inspiration. And I feel like it's such a blessing. It's called Mornings with Jesus. And Barbara, Amazing Grace, and myself, we do this endeavor every Tuesday and Thursday morning. And if you have questions, please, you know, feel free to, you know, connect with us. And I believe Barbara has been kind enough to also put it on YouTube after the show has aired.
Now, I wasn't talking about that one.
Well, that's the one that was on my mind. You asked. You got it.
Okay.
Be careful what you ask for, right?
I guess so.
But you know, I'm actually, I mean, that's the show I'm doing right now. The other show that I was on, Embers of Light, has ended because one of our co-hosts, Elijah, is no longer available. The time is, like, not good for him right now. So Eileen, my other co-host, and I, we're going to be doing another show on Blog Talk, and it's going to be the two of us, so it's going to be called Angel Antics.
Oh, that should be fun.
And I believe that you can find us I think it's going to be Thursday, this Thursday coming up, and I believe it's 9 p.m. Eastern, and it is on Blog Talk.
Great. Wonderful. Oh, and your website.
My website, www.therealdclove.com. Don't accept any imitations. It has to be therealdclove.com. And you know what? I'm always on Facebook, so people could find me really easily on Facebook. It's DC space love, all in caps.
Okay. Yes, you told them everything that you were supposed to tell them. All right, then we can move forward. We can go to our first caller, which is
awesome.
It's showing you as area code 111, number 111111. So it's either a private number or it's a Skype number. So say hello and we can see if we can hear you.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, thanks for
hello.
Taking my call. I can... Hi. My name
What's
is Deep.
Name?
My name
Deep?
Is Deep, as in deep, deep water.
Deep. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what can we
yeah.
do for you today, Deep?
I received an email from my company HR yesterday saying that because my performance has not been the best, as part of their process, I need to see the senior managing director on Monday for a possible dismissal. So I spoke with my career counselor within the company, who's really supportive. So he said that it might lead to either dismissal, and they might pay off a few months' salary and support me to find another job, or they might consider moving me to a different part of the firm, which is slower paced and which doesn't need me to get promoted very quickly. So I still think it might be a good opportunity for me either ways to step up, either within the firm or beyond. So what do you see happening? Do you see me continuing longer in this company, or do you see me leaving soon and then getting another job with a small gap in between?
Okay.
DC,
Deep,
answer first.
This is DC.
Okay.
Yes, this is just DC Deep. Very nice to meet you, hon.
Hi, DC. I've spoken to you in the past.
Yeah, I just think things aren't going your way, like, right now as we're speaking. And you sort of, the angels are telling me, you sort of have to let go of something right now. Let go of this job, I'm feeling, because better things are coming into your life. And right now you're just holding on, like, really too tightly, and you're not going to be able to move forward.
I am, yes.
And you are going to find beautiful opportunities, though. So that's the thing. Beautiful opportunities are waiting for you. Okay?
Right, so okay, so if they give me an option of either getting paid out and support to find another job, or to move in a different part of the firm, should I take the former option? Should I get paid out and look for a new job?
Yes, that's what I'm getting. Yes,
All
because
right.
I feel like the angels, you know what, they have something really beautiful in mind for you. It's going to be exciting and it's going to be bright blessings, Deep.
Right.
That's what
Do
the angels
think...
are showing me.
Okay,
but this is going to be, hon, this is going to be a time of positive change. And something is going to move, like, really fast forward for you. And you're going to have all the good luck that you need. Good luck is with you, you know. So don't hold on to things that no longer, you know, serve you. And the past is over and everything, you know, so we have to leave it there. Okay, I feel like, you know, you are going to have beautiful, you know, opportunities upcoming, and you're going to move in a direction that's going to be more beneficial for you, and it's going to be really positive. And you just have to, you know, you just have to remember, we are masters of our own fate. And you just start putting out there, think of a job that you, you know, would make you really happy, and you really have to visualize it and bring it in. Okay, I hope that makes, like, a little sense to you.
Yes,
I feel like you have a lot of good luck on your side.
Sorry,
okay, everything's favorable. Archangel
right.
Michael is with you, Deep, and he's going to help
Thanks.
You, like, your life purpose, like, moving forward, hon.
Right, sure. Thank you. And do you see, I'm currently working for a client through this company, through my employer. It's a bank. Do you see me possibly getting into that, working for the client directly if I leave? Is that a good option?
Getting like a yes, like a thumbs up. You're gonna have a lot of success around you, and
Right,
I see
thank you.
a lot of people that are very kind that are gonna help you, and you're really gonna be
Sure.
happy with your work. Okay, and I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara for her part of the reading.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thanks, DC
God
love.
bless you, Deep.
Okay, Deep. So, what is it that you really love doing? Because I don't get that the job you're doing now is really what you love.
There are elements in it which I love, but there is a kind of they work in a very high performance fashion. It's like having to be on an escalator without having an exit option or without slowing down. So I like the work I do, but it is very fast paced. It involves a lot of traveling, and everyone around it is the best from the best colleges and universities. And it's like it's never enough, no matter how much time and effort you spend. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's why it just doesn't feel like it fits you. Well, so it's a good thing that they're giving you this way to get out of that. Make sure that when you are looking at your choices that are coming up, you are actually looking to see if that is something that fits what you love to do. Don't get into that desperation where you just have to take a job because you don't. Make sure it's what you love because you're actually supposed to look forward to going to work every day. You're supposed to enjoy the time you spend there as well as the time you spend at home. They don't want you to become one of those people that just goes through the motions at work because that's how you get your paycheck. You are meant to be more than that. So they really, really, really want you to tap into your heart and only choose what really feels right for you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. And in this company, I met a girl last few weeks. Her name is Margarita, and we like each other. Do you see anything developing out of this?
I see that that's a relationship that you guys are going to keep going. So it doesn't really matter where you're working. You already have this connection with her. Yeah, she really likes you, and you really like her.
Yeah, but she is in a relationship. Do you think she'll come out of it?
I don't see her staying in the relationship she's in.
Okay, and will that be because of me?
It will be because she makes that choice.
Right.
They really want you to get that it's not about you, it's about what she's deciding is right for her.
Right, yeah.
So,
So she's been with him for 6 years, and when I asked her if she's happy, she said she's fine. And then I said she shouldn't leave somebody because you just found somebody who you think is better, which is me, if you are happy with the other person. Because it's not about being better, it's about connecting with the person.
see, just the fact that she said the relationship was fine tells you that this is what she's used to. It's like a habit.
Okay, that
It's
sounds
not,
good.
it
Thank
doesn't give her this, incredible joy. She doesn't, it's just, this is what she's used to. It's fine.
you. Okay, so do you see us moving forward very quickly?
It'll take her a little while.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And know that everything really is going in the direction that's going to bring you more and more joy and happiness into your life. So this
Yes.
whole work thing is not a bad thing. It's actually a great thing.
Thank you. And the relationship, do you see it being long lasting, compatibility wise and so on?
I see you two being together for quite some time with the potential of, marriage and children and the whole nine yards.
Okay,
That's what they're
brilliant.
showing me.
All right, brilliant. Thank you. I need to let you go because there must be other callers in the queue.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Deep, and positive attitude because your life is just going to get better.
Sure, I will. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC. Love. Really appreciate the readings.
God bless
okay,
you, Deep.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. We are going to, first of all, Lexi, yes, you can ask a question in the chat room. I didn't type your answer because I had my eyes closed, which is what I do. All right, we are going to our next caller, which is area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara in D.C. This is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how about
very
you?
Nice to hear.
Hi. I want to see, I'm really down today, and I want to see what you see about me finding a job and getting a place to live again, because I've been living out of the car for 17 months, and I am just feel like I'm at my wit's end.
Okay, this is Lena?
Yeah.
Lena, yeah.
Lena, I just, you have to have faith in everything. Mother Mary is with you as we're speaking, okay? So you have the angels around you as well. And, you know, your prayers are working and everything, so just, keep praying is what I'm getting. And I feel like something is coming your way, so don't, there's going to be new beginnings, and they're going to be really beautiful, hon. So hold on to that. And I do see, things changing up for you. Things are going to go in a more positive direction, so you can't, don't lose faith.
It's just been going on so long. I'm getting so worn out.
I know, but you know what? You have the angels around you. Jesus is with you, Mother Mary. And just keep, asking, for help and praying and everything. So that's what I'm getting. Jesus is with us now, and he's asking you, to please, just ask, keep asking and asking for help, because the more that you can ask, and the angels immediately, they come in, and they work on our behalf, okay? And just be patient is what I'm getting. Just try to be a little bit patient, okay? It's gonna be okay. But the angels are helping you in all areas of your life. And they're helping you to have more courage, have faith. They're bringing you some clarity. Everything that you need, Jesus is telling us, beloved one, is going to be, all your needs are going to be met. So please hold on to faith and keep asking. There are going to be people that are going to come in and help you is what I'm seeing. So I just, I want you to hold on to, to that faith, because everything is going to be okay. It is moving in a more positive direction for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I do see things like changing up for you, okay? Stay focused, hold on to that courage that you have and determination. And everything, like you said, everything, all those challenging situations are going to be behind you. And, the angels are showing me, too, that you are tired and everything, and you've been through a lot. But a lot of good is coming your way, so you can't give up now, okay?
Because there's this man around me, Steve, and I just don't know what this guy wants from me. He's got his friends calling me and bothering me. And I just want to be left alone.
Well, just tell him. I mean, if you want to be left alone, just tell him, hon.
I have. He doesn't stop.
Okay. I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara, hon, okay? And just please don't give up, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, honey.
Thank you.
So, Lena, have you been doing the forgiving that we talked about last time?
Yes, I have. I mean, I write down things. I read books. I mean, I write letters. I mean, I'm just really worn out.
Okay. So I want you to just sit back and relax. Just close your eyes and take a couple of nice deep breaths. And now Archangel Michael is standing in front of you. and he's opening up your crown chakra. And now he's diving into you. So he's inside of you now. And he's going to those places where you have all of this old stuff stored up. And he's lighting a fire. He's actually burning it. So you may feel warmth. Looks like right now he's around your heart. And some people have actually smelled smoke, so don't be alarmed if you do. And now he's moving down to your solar plexus. You have these stories that you've been living that you have these attachments to, and so he's burning away those stories. Because it's those stories and the attachment to them that are draining your energy, that are leaving you feeling like, ugh. So he's just eliminating those stories so that you can see the world, your life, through a clear perspective instead of having all of that old stuff in the way. Okay, he's moving down to your first chakra. And he's burning stuff there. And this is where your sense of security is, your survival. This is where all that is, and there's stories there too. But he's just taking care of all of that. So just breathe deeply. And let him do what he needs to do. Okay. Now he's coming back out of your crown chakra and he's standing in front of you again. And he's closing your chakra. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And let me know how you feel.
I feel lighter.
Yeah. Really. That's good. So now you're not being weighed down by all of that. Well, you can consider it brush since you burned it. And you can start seeing things more clearly instead of coming from the fear and desperation, which is where you were. And now it feels more like you're calmer, you're more grounded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you feel. So now you get to start thinking about what it is you actually want to create. And start asking, you know, what steps do I need to take in order to make this my reality? And you can just pick one thing and just work on that one thing and let everything else go until that one thing is taken care of. That way you're not overwhelmed with a whole list of, I've got to have all of this done, I need it all done right now, which tends to just add to your stress. So pick the one thing that you consider to be most important and let the angels know what it is you want concerning that one thing.
Yeah, finding a job that I like.
Okay. And so now they can show you the steps that you need to take in order to have that happen. And sometimes the steps that they show you don't necessarily connect with what you believe you're supposed to do. So make sure that if they are inspiring you to do something, that you do it. It doesn't have to make sense because they don't work the way we do. But you take the inspired action, and that is what's important. Okay?
Okay.
And you've got a whole team working with you, and So they're going to be bringing you these inspired actions. They've already started bringing you inspired actions. So, you know, check in and find out what it is they want you to do. And then move on from there, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Let me find myself. Okay. We have a question in the chat room. You are still there, right, DC?
I'm here. I am. I'm quiet, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. So Lexi in the chat room says she recently told someone how she feels about them, and she wants to know, did that bring him closer to me or scare him to be further apart? She wants to know, what's the energy surrounding their relationship now?
Okay, I do see a little bit of confusion, Barbara. That's the first thing that I'm getting around Lexi. So the angels are telling me that in regard to her, I don't know if this is the gentleman, but I feel like someone new is going to come into her life. And really like sort of be, you know, someone that's like a Prince Charming. It's really, he's going to sweep her basically off of her feet. And the angels are saying, Lexi, you deserve to be happy. And that love that you're desiring is coming, you know. So, but around him, like when she mentioned the gentleman and stuff, I sort of got like a little bit of like cloudiness, you know, like a lot. So to me, when I see clouds like that, that means like there's doubt and confusion in the present relationship that she spoke of.
Okay.
So that's what I was seeing, like a little bit of doubt and confusion. Okay, but I do see the love that she's desiring, and like I said, it is coming very, very soon.
Oh, she says he
and
is slow.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of feel like there's something that maybe, like, I don't know, maybe she needs to learn, because there's something that has to be learned about this situation. And she's got to be more independent as well, like, you know, and really, you know, about decisions in regarding her love life.
Right.
What the angels are showing me. But I mean, like I said, when she mentioned him, I'm just seeing, like, clouds. And that means to me, like, it's like a foggy, like, you know, it's not showing me that, you know, that he's going to be the one that makes her happy. But I do see her, like, very, very happy.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I was getting that this was, okay, now they're showing me that this was kind of a kick in the butt for him. Okay. So that he can step up or step out so that he can make a choice. So it depends on, you know, what he chooses. So if someone new comes along, and you find that someone new, intriguing, and whatever, and you decide to go for the someone new instead of waiting for the guy who's slow, then, of course, that's your choice. Just do whatever feels right in your heart. That way you know that you're always making the right decision. Okay, they're showing me something concerning your heart. Something about honoring your heart, which is something you should always do. But apparently it's something that you don't always do. So they want you to always honor your own heart. Okay. That's what I'm getting. All right. And she is saying, thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
All right, wonderful. Well, then we will go to our next caller, who is area code 908. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is James, and the thing is that you had that other caller on that was going through that, and the thing is I felt her pain because I'm actually, like, I'm a natural energy healer, and I've healed pets with my words and people, so I send her energy.
Oh, beautiful.
That's very sweet of you.
Now, about me, like, I've never met the right woman yet, and I was wondering if you see me, like, being the right woman.
Okay, James, the first thing that the angels are telling me is you have the ability to know when you meet someone, you know, if she's the right woman, because you're very intuitive.
Yes.
And to just listen to your gut feeling, and you'll know, you know. And just what I'm getting as well is do not jump into a relationship. That's not good. Don't go into it, you know, too fast because, of course, you know, when you want to find the true love and everything, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah, I know. Like,
but I do,
friends,
you are going to, you know, you are going to meet your true love, yes. But you have to just take a little time is what I'm getting. But I do feel you're going to have a beautiful, serious relationship. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a relationship where I'm getting commitment. Okay, so I feel like it's going to be very soon. It is coming soon.
Will it be somebody from my past? Because that's what I keep on thinking, like somebody from my past, way past.
Okay, someone from your past?
My way past. Like, I just keep on getting this image, and I keep on having this dream of this one person that I went out when I was in my 20s. Like, I keep
I'm getting it. That's a possibility. I got a thumbs up on that. So just, you know, look for that. But I do feel it's going to be soon. It's not going to be, like, really that. It's, like, right around the corner is what I'm seeing. So it's actually not going to be, like, too much longer. And that's a good possibility, James, the person that you spoke of.
Yeah.
I was getting a thumbs up
for that. Because the thing is that when we were together, I know that I was her first love. But I was going through so much problems with my family, and it was like me and my sister were the parents of my two younger sisters.
Right. Well, you know what? It wasn't divine timing, so that's okay. You know, everything happens in the right time.
Okay.
So just hold on to that. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara now for the rest of your reading, hon. God bless you, James.
Okay. Oh, God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, James. So you are really good at tapping into other people's energy and sending them love and light and all of that. But you, there's like this little cloud of fear when it comes to you dealing with you. Are you holding back?
Well, I'm on Social Security, so but I'm fine where I'm at. Like, but when it comes to love, feels like every time I love somebody, they leave.
Okay. All right. That's what's going on there. And so as a result of that belief, and it's just a belief, but as a result of that belief, you are not completely open to being loved.
Well, no,
because
I'm
you
not.
Don't want to.
Well,
you
I'm
don't want to get hurt.
That's a belief that I have, but I know now to keep my heart open, because if you keep your heart closed, you'll miss opportunities right in front of you.
There's still some parts of you that, like, I see this little kid who's, like, guarding part of your heart. I don't know if this was something that happened when you were younger. You said you ended up having to take care of your younger siblings, and I think that maybe, okay, it's something that happened even before then, that you felt that you needed to put up that little guard in your heart.
Yeah.
So are you willing now to do some work to release that little guy so he can...
Yes. I do the energy thing. And I just do it naturally. I do meditation. I pray. I pray to my angels. And I'm doing all that work. And, you know, I know that I'm not working, but I told you I'm on SSI, but I'm comfortable because I'm able to take care of me. I'm able to take care of my little doggy, Gigi, my Boston Terrier. So I'm good. But I know, like, I'm still doing some more work, though.
Well, they want you to do some work now with me because sometimes we're more open to work when it's being done by someone other than ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you are willing to do that, we can do a little bit of work on you right now. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you whether or not you're willing to accept this healing. If you say yes, then the energy will start and it will continue to work on you until the issue is resolved. So once we start it, it doesn't stop until it's finished, and it doesn't matter how long it takes until it's finished.
Yes, I'm willing.
And okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the little guards that are in place to protect your heart, who came to you at times when you felt that you needed to be protected, but you no longer need them? This will completely release them from their obligation of guarding your heart and tear down all of the little walls and barricades that they've put into place so that you can truly be open to receiving love. And if you're okay with that, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Ooh, boy, you are an energy person. You're making me hot.
Well, okay. I feel it already in my body.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? There's some other things. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that you have about you and your value and what you have to offer to someone in a relationship based on your income or any other, anything that's in the way?
I might not have the money, but I have a whole lot of more to offer somebody else.
Okay, so take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's making me happy.
Good. It's like this thing's crumbling inside of you, and it's like, ooh, okay. Let's see, what else? Okay, would you like an infinity healing for fully and completely accepting yourself and your gifts, the power that you have, and knowing that you always know what is right for you, just like you always know what is right for other people. And so accepting the fact that you can use your gifts on your own life as well as anyone else's. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Making me start to giggle.
That's good. We're clearing out the clutter, so that's good. Okay, so is there anything that you know of or that's coming up for you right now?
I know I'm gonna meet that girl from my past. I know we're gonna see each other again. And I just want my heart to be fully open.
Okay, so would you like an infinity?
And the other thing I do is to help. I love music and I love singing, you know, and that's what I love singing.
Okay.
And people have told me that I have a great singing voice.
Okay, so we're going to do the first one that they showed me, and then we're going to do one about you singing. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing that? There's just that little bit of, I don't know if it's fear or what it is, that little bit of negativity that's still there about you having your heart completely open, about being vulnerable, about being connected, truly connected with other people. And if you'd like to have that cleared out, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for opening up your voice, for giving you the courage to know that you can sing, and allowing yourself to freely express that part of you, to just have it naturally flow out of you, all of the power and love of God in everything that comes from your mouth. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths.
All right.
Okay, now you're supposed to sing for us. What are you going to sing?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to do it. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
They really want you to sing now.
But actually you could, not now, please, not on the air, but you could actually check it out if you check my SoundCloud. It's JLACROIX823. And you can just check it out if you want. But, yeah, thank you. I feel so much better.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay. You sure you don't want to sing?
No,
just
I'm
a little,
sure.
A couple.
No, I don't want to do it right now. I have to.
Just a few notes.
I do it with my phone, and I have a speaker connected to it. And a sing along with the artist.
Okay. All right.
Thank
make sure you drink
much.
Lots and lots of water to make sure that everything gets washed out of you. And go ahead and live your life, have fun, and enjoy.
And maybe
call back in
at another time and sing to us.
Okay.
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 Okay. Thank you very much.
Forward
thank
to it. God
James.
Bless.
Oh, God
bye,
bless
James.
You.
Oh, I was looking forward to being serenaded. Okay.
No, he'll call back. He will. Clear everything away.
Kinda.
Won't be afraid and call us.
All right. Let's go to the caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Livia.
Hi, Livia.
What can we do for you today?
Yes. Hi, DC. Hi, Barbara. Well, DC, she knows me. I went through some hardships since May and stuff. Now my body starts healing and stuff, but I think I still have some emotional things stuck in me. And I would love to know if I'm going to find love again in a near future, if I'm going to find my partner again.
You are gonna find your partner, Livia, definitely. But what I'm getting right now, you have to trust. And we have the Angel of Trust, and she's with you right now. And she wants to come in and help you because I feel there's still a lot of loneliness around you. You're worrying. You still have some pain. And, in reality, we are never alone, okay? And just as, someone, looks out the window and it's raining and everything, after the rain clears up, we always have sunshine, okay? So everything that you've gone through, everything I've gone through, there's always a purpose.
Yes.
So you have to believe, and the Angel of Trust is saying just, call upon us and believe. And you have to accept as well. Accept those, circumstances. And everything is there, like I said, it's, to teach you something. But you do have the angels around you. You have the divine. They're going to help you through this, Livia. And you're a beautiful person, and you've come so, so far. But what I'm getting, the angels are saying, you expect the worst, okay? I see that you don't sleep well at night, and you're thinking about the worst. So instead of focusing, on the fears and everything, when you're afraid, pray. Prayer is really helpful, but when we worry, we sort of, it's sort of like you're drawing in what you're worrying about, okay? And the angels are saying, Livia, it's never, necessary to just worry like that. Just call upon us, and we're there. Heaven is there, and heaven's going to help you to change the way you're thinking. And you need to find a way to just think about the good stuff rather than, you're worrying about all the bad stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. And I see that you don't sleep well at night. You may, I think, even having like a little bit of like dreams that are, you know, bringing this in. And there's a lot of stress around you. I feel like a lot of stress.
Yeah, still stress. Yeah, I'm going to prayer group every Wednesday night to the church since I became a born-again Christian like a month ago. So I'm attending prayer group every Wednesday night. So it really helps me.
That's beautiful. What I'm getting is Jesus is with us now, Livia, and he's saying that there's a miracle coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's shining his light upon you, and you are saved, beloved one. You are protected. And, you know, just, you know, be open to receiving that miracle that is coming your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things are getting better. Things are getting better, but, my stress
level.
Well,
you just have to be filled with faith. Right, and just stay in faith and have trust and believe because, you know, a miracle is coming your way, but you have to be open to receiving miracles, okay? And just know that you deserve the miracles that are coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also I'm getting that you're really intuitive, Livia. Please listen to what you're receiving. Listen to your own inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the angels are sending you messages, and these are real messages that you're receiving, and you can trust in what they're telling you. And please, above all, have faith, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. It was so nice to hear from you, Livia.
Thank you, Dee.
God bless you, hon. God bless.
Okay, Livia. The first thing I'm getting has to do with your elbows. Something going on with one of your elbows?
One of my elbows? Well, it's not really elbow. It's my left shoulder and my left foot, my heel on my left foot has been really giving me trouble.
Okay. All right, so I keep stopping because I keep listening to what they're saying. I'm sorry. They want us to do some infinity healing. Are you okay with doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing your fears about reaching out in life?
Yes.
If so, say yes.
Okay. Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay. Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fears that have you not really stepping out in life, which is the thing with your foot?
Yes.
So if you'd like to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay. Okay.
So they're telling me that you had all of these expectations about your life, what it would be like, what would be happening. By this age, this would happen. By this age, that would happen. It's like you had it all planned out, and then suddenly it all just kind of fell apart. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing yourself from the ties that you had to those plans, to those expectations, so that you can fully be present right now with exactly the way things are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
They're showing me that all this stuff is dissolving in you right now. How do you feel?
Feel better. Feel a little bit lighter. You know, it feels like it's stress is releasing out of my body.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was all those fears that you had connected with all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, There's lots of stuff there. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing sending you up to knowing that you are loved by God, that God wants you to have everything that your heart ever desires, and that it is okay for you to say yes and accept the gifts that God gives to you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Okay, now you are filled with this beautiful light. Ooh. So how do you feel?
It's funny, my left leg must start jumping. It's still kind of like an involuntary jumping in my left leg, in my thigh.
Mm-hmm. Great, wonderful. Let's see if there's anything else. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that you might still have that say that you are less, that you are not worthy, that you are not as valuable, that you are not as deserving as anyone else? To completely wipe that out of you so that you can fully embrace loving yourself. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Yes, okay.
Oh, that feels much better.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, that's all that they're showing me. Is anything coming up that you're noticing that we may need to take care of?
No, not really. My stomach is easing up, you know, because I used to have a lot of pain and anxiety and fear in my stomach. And, yeah, like lightheadedness, all kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's better. It's better. Yeah. And like DC said, yes, it's loneliness. Since I've been so lonely since over 5 years ago, I lost my fiance. He passed away, and I feel like I will never gonna have another loving man in my life like he was. But I'm so
okay,
ready.
Okay, let's see if there's anything we need to clear out of the way so that new person can come in. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing anything within you that says that if someone new comes along, you have to compare or judge them according to the wonderful man that you used to have in your life, that there has to be that comparison? You can't just accept someone. It's that whole judging thing. Would you like to just let go of that whole judging thing? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay, done.
And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the loneliness? Because you're never actually alone. You have all of these beautiful divine beings who are always with you. All of your relatives who've passed on, they're with you too. You are surrounded by all of this love. They are there with you. They comfort you. They support you. They hear you when you talk to them. You are never, ever alone. And so there is no reason why you should ever feel lonely. So letting go of this loneliness, this whole belief that you're supposed to be lonely, actually gives you the freedom to go out and do things, to go out and meet people, to go out and have fun, to invite people over, to expand your life so that you are fully ready to live. So if you are ready to let go of the loneliness, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Yes.
Okay. That's much better. All righty. Now you are ready to take on life, right?
Yes. I'm hoping, you know, to find me a very nice man in church, because, see, this is my goal, you know, find somebody who doesn't drink, who doesn't smoke, and loves Jesus, loves God, and loves to go to church so we can serve God together.
And that's wonderful. You might want to take the has to go to church part out, because there are actually a lot of people who love God and don't drink and don't smoke and don't do all of that stuff, but they also don't go to church. So take the go to church part out. You know, he'll be open-minded,
okay,
because you may meet him, you know, at the grocery store or someplace else. So just be open to finding someone who loves life and loves themselves and wants to share that with someone as wonderful as you.
Yeah. Any idea if anybody going to come in my life this year, or do I need to wait for it? Or
my guidance never really gives me timelines. They are showing me that there is someone who is close, but I have no idea what close means. You know, if it means next week, next month, 5 minutes from now, they don't tell me things like that. DC, are you seeing any kind of timeline?
I feel it will be this year. I'm sort of seeing maybe like a letter or something. Someone really likes her and might express it possibly through a letter. But it's coming.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I've been spending the holidays by myself for over 5 years.
You've
joined this church group. I mean, you have this group of support. Go and have Thanksgiving with one of them. You know?
Yeah,
right.
Get out.
Yeah.
Intermingle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may be a relative of one of them. Who knows?
It would be nice to have a partner in life again. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to volunteer Thanksgiving, you know, serving food in a soup kitchen.
Yeah. So the more you're out there enjoying yourself, the more attractive you are to someone who's out there enjoying themselves.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. I feel much better now. Thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 646.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. It's Helena.
Hi, Helena.
Hello.
Oh, Helena.
Hi. Hey, I'm in a car with my friend Michelle, and it's filled with my boxes, and we're just about to go over the George Washington Bridge, wondering if there's a message.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Barbara, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
I'm here, Barbara. Okay.
Okay, because it just went dead for a little bit.
Okay.
I got a little concerned.
Okay.
Okay, I just feel like, you know, you're going to have a lot of luck. I'm sort of seeing, like, pennies from heaven.
Oh, yay.
Yay, so there's going to be a lot of good things coming your way. And just, you know, watch, because you really are powerful when it comes to manifesting. So, you know, manifest the good into your life.
Yeah.
And I think someone's going to come in very soon to help you. I don't know. Are you looking for a change in job or a promotion? Because I feel like something is going to go that way as well.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And
in my career, things have been pretty stagnant with that.
Yeah,
and
well, I feel like it's
going to
go better, but it's going to happen really fast. Mm. So just watch out. I feel like someone's going to either give you a message, but you're going to get some kind of news, okay?
Okay.
So look out for the news. Yeah, and I'm hearing the word opportunity.
Yes.
And you're really intuitive, so please, like, listen to your own intuition.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are saying, and I sort of feel like you're getting some kind of messages as you're sleeping from your loved ones.
Okay, I haven't been hearing it. I guess I haven't been sleeping too well, but I'll really make an effort now.
Yeah, just listen to it, because you are getting messages. And watch your thoughts, okay? Because I feel like you're thinking a little bit, you know, in a way that you shouldn't be. And
yep,
the angels
yep.
are saying, don't do that, okay? Because, you know, when we think negatively, it sort of comes to be, you know what I'm saying? And when we refocus our thoughts on possibilities and everything, our situations just, like, turn around, which is what we want to do.
Yeah.
Always focus
totally
on the positive.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just feel like there's something around you that you have to release. That's what the angels are saying, release.
Okay.
You know, I feel like it's not you per se, but there's people around you that are negative.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just making
And Archangel Michael is with you.
Archangel Michael's there?
He's with you, and he's going to help you with that negativity that's around you, hon.
Good.
Because you have a beautiful, beautiful, you know, energy and everything, and I feel the people around you, like that were around you, it's not the energy that they have. So Archangel Michael is with you, and he's going to get rid of that negativity that's around you.
Could
okay?
it have been in the place that I was living that I'm moving from?
Well, there's some kind of a situation that you were thinking about, and it was really draining you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so watch your thinking and everything. I'm getting thinking again. Like, don't
okay.
think negative thoughts. And then the other thing that I'm getting, Helena, for you is really, like, the path that you're on now, you're sort of going to be, like, rerouted. Like, you know, you see a little detour sign?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're sort of going to go, like, taking a little detour. Okay, and just stay focused, but, like, you have to go a different way is what I'm getting. You're sort of changing directions a little bit, and that's going to give you a little time to refocus.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So just, you know, like, don't, you know, give up the outcome, surrender it, give it to the angels and let them help you. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of opportunity coming your way. But the angels are asking you at this time to visualize whatever it is that you want to create. And if you feel like there's something that you're not qualified to create, or you want to create but you don't think you can do it, visualize yourself doing that exact thing.
Okay?
And when you do that, you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful outcome with this.
So even if I feel
okay.
I'm not qualified,
I feel like
visualize
you're, like,
it anyway.
In a way, honey, you're limiting yourself is what I'm getting. Like, please don't limit yourself.
Okay.
To all the good. I feel like there's a lot of blessings coming your way. Okay, and your prayers have been answered, and, you know, like, you still have a little bit of fear around you. You have a little bit of worry. Give that worry and fear to God and the angels, and just have faith that everything's going to be taken care of, okay? And
yeah.
open your
yeah,
arms and be open to receiving gifts that are coming your way, because Jesus has, like, you know, everything is in divine timing, but you're going to get everything that you need and everything that you want. It's going to be infinitely supplied.
Okay.
And it's going to come in every way, you know, ways that you could expect and other ways that you can't. And just know, Helena, that you're a beautiful child of God, and you deserve all this heavenly help. Okay?
Okay.
But just follow that inner divine guidance that you have, okay? And just let, you know, let the angels and let Jesus do the rest, okay?
Okay. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara. And God bless you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara. I didn't know if you were there.
Of course I'm here.
Yay.
Let's see if there's anything they want us to clear right now. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing those parts of you that are always having you take back what you're letting go of, that are always having you hang on to things, even though you know it's not for your highest good, because your heart knows that you can trust your intuition, you can trust God, you can trust whatever name you want to use for the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those little parts of you that always say, don't do it. So would you like an infinity healing for clearing out, releasing, dissolving those little parts of you that say, don't do it? If so, say yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for increasing the amount of trust that you have in your intuition, in the divine, by 1,000,000%?
Absolutely.
If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your brain is actually there to observe life, to observe what's happening, and not to give you answers? And if you'd like to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for removing all of those cords and attachments? It's like you're this octopus with 90,000 arms reaching out to all of that stuff that you expected, all of that stuff you wanted, all of that stuff that didn't happen, all of that stuff that you've been hanging on to concerning the past, different people, different situations, different jobs, all of that crap. If you would like to just have all of that detached and healed so that the only cords coming out of you are cords of love, and the only cords going into you are cords of love, and you no longer have all of that stuff dragging you down. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I don't know. It's different.
Okay, that's good. Different's good. Okay, so just listen to your intuition. Let your heart guide you. And if your mind starts chirping in, thank it for whatever it says and tell it to leave you alone. And listen to your heart. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Lots of love. You're welcome.
Oh, God bless you.
Have fun moving.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Much. Okay. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is area code 857. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, you can hear me. Hi. Sorry, I'm sitting outside on a beautiful afternoon. Well, it's a nice day. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
This
what
is Karen. How are you ladies today?
Good, Karen. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you. I've talked to both of you several times, and you've always have given me great advice. The next time I call you, I'm going to be telling you that I'm in a job that's fantastic, and I love it, and it's everything that I could possibly want. And my life is moving in a fantastic direction. That will be my next call. Seeing. That's not how it is now. I'm just giving you the heads up.
I was waiting to hear how it is now.
It's interesting. I can always find humor in this for some reason.
That's good.
Everything's improving. You know what? The laughing is really helping.
I really hope it's helping you.
Yeah, it is. I'm just so anxious, and I'm anxious. I'm sad. I'm angry. I just feel like I have all these emotions whenever I walk into the place that I work.
Okay, I see new opportunities come your way, so please just, you know, let any negativity, let it go.
Okay.
Okay, don't hold on to negativity because it just blocks what you're trying to achieve, you know?
It's true. Amen. Amen.
Positive choices, yeah, they're coming your way,
yes.
You know? So just, you know, be aware of that and be open to looking for them because they are coming.
Okay.
I see
okay.
your faces are getting better, you know? So it's all falling into place for you.
Did you say my finances
are
getting better?
Yeah, they're going to get better too, but I feel like you really got to take care of yourself a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit of TLC, you know?
Yes, I'm taking some time off. I took some time off yesterday. I needed it.
Good.
I really
do.
I've already put in my time of taking, you know, a couple of days off a month because I need it. I really need it.
Well, I just that you're going to have to make it, Joe. The angels are saying, Karen, it's like decision time.
Yes.
And what they're showing me is that you're really intuitive.
Yes,
so you're going to be able to, you know, figure this out and make the choice that you have to make. But just really listen to that little voice inside you because that's your compass. It's going to guide you.
Mm.
And be clear on what you're, like, wanting, you know.
Yes.
And once you're clear on what you want, just go, don't look back.
Amen.
You know, because I feel like
you're
a little bit, like, sort of a procrastinator.
Yes. Oh, you're right. Yes.
You know, then you get a little confused, so we don't want that, you know.
Yes.
But the angels are with you, and they're saying, Karen, make a wish. You know, you're going to have what you're wishing. It's beautiful. You're not going to be worried anymore, and life is going to be just awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to hold on to that. I have to hold on to that because it's very easy to look at your circumstances. You know, faith is you may not see it in you. You may not see it physically now, but faith is having faith in you know, what's coming to you.
Right. That's so true. You know, and I sort of feel like, have you been thinking about your past lately?
Yeah.
Because it's like a little Karen. I don't see big Karen, but I just see little Karen there. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think Barbara's going to help. I feel like there's something that needs involved.
Yes.
Okay, there might be some, like, issues there, like maybe from your past is what I'm getting.
Mm. Yes. Thank you, EC.
I'm seeing now, beautiful pink hearts around you.
Wow.
It's love that's coming around you, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Are you looking for romance?
I'm looking for romance, but I'm leaving it on the back burner until
okay, because I'm
my
saying,
work
like,
situation
okay.
falls into place.
They're just around you as we're speaking.
Wow.
That's why I'm asking you that. There's these little beautiful hearts. And have you been having, like, any health issues?
I'm just feeling tired. My knees.
My knees.
Oh, my gosh, my knees.
Okay, maybe that's what Barbara felt before. I think Barbara had mentioned the knee, you know?
My knees. Ooh, all of a sudden it's like, can't move. Like they lock up, they stiff up.
Wow. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, and she's going to help you with that and a couple other issues. God bless you,
thank
honey,
you.
And good luck.
Okay, Karen. Let's see what they want to clear out of you. All right.
Okay,
so
can you
are
hear
you
me?
Willing
right.
to do some infinity healing?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So would you like an infinity healing for
releasing yourself from all of the negativity from your job that you have accumulated over all of this time, all of that negativity that's just been building and building and building until it's reached the point where you don't even want to be there for a minute. Just completely letting that go, clearing the slate so that you can make your choices from a place of power. Okay, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out those little parts of you that are always afraid of you actually moving forward? Those parts that always tell you to wait. You don't need to do it right now. You can do it tomorrow. And you just keep putting things off and putting things off and putting things off because those little parts of you are afraid, afraid of what might happen, what might not happen. And so they are living in fear and they are taking you into fear. So if you are ready now to release the fears and release those little bits of you that are always afraid and stand in your power and your knowing, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Barbara, I'm heading back into my building, so we may get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want you to know if you don't hear me. All right.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for embracing yourself, loving yourself,
yes,
accepting
absolutely
yourself exactly as you are without any changes whatsoever required, just loving you because you are you?
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the need to put your life on hold until everything is perfect? Releasing the need to put off having a wonderful, fabulous relationship. Releasing any need to have a wonderful, fabulous job, to have a wonderful, fabulous life. Anything that has you putting off your happiness, are you willing to just let that go? Okay, I guess we lost her.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, she can hear it back in the archive. She can listen back.
Well, according to the switchboard, she's still there. So I don't know if this is a temporary. Okay, now she's gone.
Okay,
Karen, so say yes and do the three deep breaths. All right. So our next caller is from area code 701. Hi, who's this?
Hi. My name is Laurel.
Hi, Laurel. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just happened to call in. I wanted to hear exactly what's going on with your show. Do you do readings? Is that what you're doing?
We do readings. We do healings. We do whatever we're guided to do. So,
can
what's
you tell
up
me
in
anything?
Your life?
Well, kind of having some job issues, wondering if I'll find a new job soon.
Okay.
Well,
Casey will
answer you first. Yes, Laurel, I'm getting a thumbs up on that. The angels are saying, yes, you will. You will be finding a job very soon.
Great.
And the thing I'm getting is this job may be something you weren't even expecting, but it's going to be the perfect job for you.
Okay. Good to hear.
Yes, it's going to be something that you wanted to do. So it's going to be really, really awesome. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Great.
And I'm also getting around you, I'm getting celebrations around you, and you work really hard, and the angels are, you know, they're congratulating you.
That's so nice. I needed to hear that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that you are a hard worker, and, you know, the angels are asking that you do get a little bit of rest as well. Okay? Okay. Just feel very happy and proud of what you do. I'm also getting you should probably expand, like, your circle of friends, because you really need to, you know, get out and enjoy yourself more and have a little bit more fun.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, goodness.
Great.
Yeah,
thank
I just, you're welcome. You know what? I feel like something, you're going to have like some kind of insight and it's going to be like phenomenal. And it's going to really help you, like, you know, and there's going to be an opportunity with this insight that you've received. Okay? And just make sure, like, when they say, like looking at the clouds, make sure you look for that silver lining, okay? Don't give up until you find it. You will find it. I'm seeing there's, like, you know, there's going to be a lot for you to really accomplish and everything. Make sure that you, you know, you make a good plan and you're going to be able to accomplish it. I don't feel like it's going to go, like, really, really fast. I sort of see, like, a little turtle moving. So that means, you know, like, it's going to be, like, slower and things like that, but you're going to do a great job. And you're asked to think about, like, you know, your job right now instead of, like, you know, other things that are going on. And the angels are with you. They're helping you. So, you know, just know that they're with you. You are being watched over. Okay, and what I'm also getting is, I feel like you self, like, I don't know if you're, like, even realizing, but you're sort of getting, like, some insights from the angels, and I don't think you're aware of it.
You kind of cut out aware of what?
Of you're getting a lot of insight from the divine, hon. I don't know if you're aware of it, like the angels are bringing you messages. And everything that you're looking for, you find it within yourself. Do you meditate?
I need to more.
I try
and then my mind wanders.
Either sit quietly or take a walk outside, listen to some music. I feel like if you do that, you're really going to get, you know, in touch with, you know, that little inner voice, and it's really going to help you. Okay? And I'm also thinking that you're dreaming at night. Are you aware of your dreams?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am startled awake, so I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you know what? Try to have like a little journal and journal your dreams, the one as soon as you wake up, whatever you can remember, because I feel like that's going to give you a lot of understanding.
Okay. Good.
Okay. It'll bring like whatever is like in the subconscious, it'll bring that forward. And as we're speaking, you know, I don't feel like this was a coincidence that you called in. I feel like it was more of a God incident, because I feel like you are having like a spiritual awakening.
Good.
That's what the angels are showing me.
Releasing a lot.
Yeah.
Great.
You definitely are. Yeah, just, and I'm also getting, I don't know if you, do you, like, resonate at all with, like, the healing? You know, there's different, like, healing modalities. Like, there's Reiki and there's, like, so many more. But I'm feeling like, you know, you resonate with that. I don't know if you're aware of that as well.
I've taken Reiki classes. It's been a while. I haven't.
Well, maybe you should, you know, think about like, you know, starting it up again. And there's been a special question I think that you've had on your mind. And what I'm getting is, you know, you could expect to see signs right that, like, of that, like, soon. Sometimes when I have a question, like, I go outside and I see like a penny on the ground or something, and that just gives me like a little heads up. I don't know if you see anything like that. Do you see, like, feathers or, like, different things or smell, like, smells?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're asking about a question, and you're getting signs. They're, like, little synchronicities, okay? So try to really, like, focus on those synchronicities. Okay, because these are messages, and they're just messages for you, hon. They're not for anyone else, so they're your messages. And the angels are saying that you are being helped, that heaven is with you right now as we're speaking, and you are being helped, okay?
Okay.
And the last message that I have is, you know, just, you know, dare to take a risk in your life, you know? Decide that you're going to have the life that you want. You know, I feel like you really have to, you know, get on the road to your destiny. Are you ready, you know, are you ready for your destiny? You know, because that's what I'm getting. And when you know, ask, you know, for the divine to come in and help you, all you have to do is just ask, and they're going to be there, and they're going to help you on your path, hon.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm hearing, like, love is around you, you know, so, you know, and faith, and just, you know, stay on that beautiful path that you're on. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Laura.
Yes.
So, all right. You have, like, this dark cloud over you. What is this?
Just a little sadness the last couple of days. I don't know. I just feel like I'm releasing things. My job and being a little lonely, that kind of thing.
Okay. So are you willing now to do some healing work on that so that you don't need to carry that dark cloud with you?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from that cycle of thinking that you've been in that's always about what's wrong with your life, what's not working, poor me, all of that kind of energy, which is creating this dark cloud which is around you, so that you can completely and totally disperse all of that and finally see the light of day again? If so, say yes.
Yes, please.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to your own gifts, to your own power, to your own connection with God, the universe, the divine, the angels, so that you can start clearly understanding what your next steps are meant to be? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearly understanding that most of the things that happen in your life are based on the stories that you have created about your own life, that you are creating that you are lonely, that you are creating that you can't work, or whatever it is that you are creating it? And instead, allow yourself to start creating what you actually desire so that you can have a life that you enjoy every single moment of. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for detaching you from the generational beliefs, the ancestral beliefs that are all wound up around you that hold you back in your own life? If you'd like to let all those go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel now?
Really good. Really good.
Yeah, your cloud is going away. Yay! Okay.
Yay! Thank you so much. I really appreciate you both.
You're so welcome. And we are thrilled you called and you allowed us to help you.
Yep. Thank you. Have a great day and weekend.
Oh, you too.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay, DC, we have come to the end of our time, and it coincides perfectly because we've come to the end of our callers, too.
Very cool. This was beautiful. Thank you, Barbara. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. You are, too. And we do
and
work
you
well
can't
together.
In the middle of your name. That has to stay there. That's what the angels are telling me
I'm
to tell you.
More
That's,
and more used to it.
Yes, you are. You are totally amazing. And the callers that called in, all the people, you know, it just shows how amazing you are. God bless you.
Well, thank you. It has been so much fun, and thank you for doing this with me. And we will be back together on the second Friday in December, so people know exactly when you and I are going to be working together.
Yep. The callers do too.
Okay, well, everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we send you all lots and lots of love. And thanks again, DC.
Oh,
and I guess that's a wrap.
And God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Yes, definitely. Bye-bye.